ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu created us, and he created us for a purpose, and that purpose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is to worship him. And the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he began his kalam by Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All thanks and all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the Alameen. He is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the protector of the worlds. In Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and surely your Rabb is full of grace for people, but most of them are not grateful. I remind myself and you that there are many ayat in the Quran which talk about the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on us. And many of these ayat end with this statement, which is وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Verily, most people are not grateful. And this is the reality, unfortunately, of life. The reason I remind myself and you is that life is not about most people, it's about yourself. To ask yourself, am I grateful or not? To give you an idea, to think about this, somebody, one of my very good friends from South Africa, from Durban, Ibrahim Patel, he sent me a very nice note on WhatsApp. And the note reads, if Cleopatra visited Swarovski or Claire's jewelry stores, I wonder how she would feel about her own jewelry. If Khusro, Kisra, the ruler of Persia, spent the night sleeping in your bed, what would he think about his own bed? Would Caesar be proud of his luxurious life, reclining on a couch fanned by slaves, if he knew that my living room has a more comfortable reclining chair and an AC unit that can make it feel like an igloo even in the summer? Would Qarun strut arrogantly about with the keys to his wealth that needed strong men to carry if he knew that the keys to my wealth are carried in one plastic card in my wallet? In the land of Mesopotamia, so mesmerized by their chariots, what would they think if they even saw a Toyota Corolla? I'm not even going beyond that. If the people of Baghdad and Cordoba, who used to pride themselves on the vastness of the collection of their libraries, if they saw the amount of books that can be carried by a student on his USB drive, or the amount of books that you can have on a Kindle or on the Kindle app in your phone, what would they feel? If the kings who used to pride themselves on the quickness of their messengers and carriers, if they were introduced to email, to text messages and WhatsApp, what would they think about how we are living? If An-Nu'man, the king of Arabia, who used to drink cold water kept in a specially made skin container, and the people used to envy him for that, how would they feel if they saw the water fountain in our masjid? If the Abbasi Khalifa Al-Mansur, who used to have his slaves mix hot water and cold water to create a unique bath for himself, and his people used to imagine what that was like, what would they think if they tried out my jacuzzi? I don't have a jacuzzi. I'm talking about what came on this. I don't have time for jacuzzis. I'm not mentally tuned for jacuzzis. If people used to dream about items and search for them all their lives, knew that we simply search on Amazon, what would they think? If people who used to travel for months and maybe years to reach their destinations knew that it takes only a few hours on planes and trains and cars and motorbikes, what would they think? And he continues to say, my brothers and sisters, we live today better than many of the kings and royals of the past, but we can't see it. We only have eyes for what others have. Remember that every time your eyes wander wide, your heart constricts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, the meaning of which is, and do not extend your eyes towards that by which we have given enjoyment to some categories of people. The splendor of worldly life, this is only the splendor of worldly life by which we test them. And the provision of your Rabb is better and more enduring. I want to extend this, and this is from a lecture by Sheikh Walid Basioni, Hafizahullah. I want to extend this a little bit more by talking about a couple of other things. Imagine when you are hungry or when you are feeling hot, what would you say if you heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallam that one day Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, it was so hot, it was so terribly hot that he could not bear to sit inside his house. So he left his house and he came out, and for the Sahaba, the source of relief was to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to look at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the source of relief for them, for every pain, for every suffering, for every hardship, to look at Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he came and he went towards Masjid an-Nabawi, and on the way he met Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq asked him, where are you going? He said, where are you going? He said, I can't bear to sit in my house, it's so hot. So I'm going to the Masjid to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Sayyidina Umar said, that's exactly where I'm going. So these two companions, they continued. And as they neared the Masjid, they saw Rasulullah ﷺ come out. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we came to see you. Where are you going? He said, it is so hot that I can't sit in my house. So I came out of my house. And then he said, let us go to Abu Ayyub al-Ansari's house, radiallahu anhu. So they went to Abu Ayyub al-Ansari's house, radiallahu anhu. Abu Ayyub was not there. His wife invited them. And then Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu came, and he was very happy to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu in his house. So he brought them some cold water from, he had a well in his garden, so he got some cold water from there. He gave them the water, he went into his date garden, and he cut a big bunch of dates, which had ripe dates in it, it had half-ripe dates in it, and it also had some raw dates in it. He brought this and he gave it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, this is for you and your companions. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you brought this whole bunch? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, if you like to eat raw dates, they are there. If you like to eat half-ripe dates, they are there. And if you like to eat ripe dates, they are also there. And then he went and he slaughtered a lamb, and he asked his wife to roast it. And while his companions sat there, this lamb meat was roasted. She made some bread, and he brought this bread and meat and he gave it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took two pieces of bread, two rotis, and he put some meat in the middle of that. And he said, go and give this to Fatima, she has not eaten for 3 days. Radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions then ate the meat, They ate the bread, they ate the dates, they drank the cold water. And then Rasulullah ﷺ said, by the one in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about this food. He said, Allah will question you about this food. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu started crying. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we were so hungry. We had not eaten. It was so hot. And we came here and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with this meal. Allah will question us about this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, Allah will question you because this was not your right. This was given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His grace. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He does not question you about this food. Now going by this hadith, alhamdulillah, 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 every one of us, we go and open a fridge in our house. And most of us, alhamdulillah, have refrigerators which are probably half the size of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's room. If you open the fridge in our house, we are not puzzled by what is there. We are spoiled for choices. If you say, I want to eat something in the fridge, it will take you some time to decide what to eat of what is in the fridge. Our fridges are loaded. There is not one of us here whose fridge is empty. It is loaded. All kind of stuff. You want sweet? You don't have one sweet. You got multiple sweets. You want chocolates? You got not one chocolate. You got all kinds of chocolates. You want ice cream? You got several kinds of ice cream. Not one or two. One day we have to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla Jalla. What will we answer? Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was, he came into the masjid and he overheard a man saying, Oh Allah, make me among the Khalil, make me among the few. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was very particular about many things, and one of them was dua and ibadat and all that. So when the man finished, he asked him, he said, who told you to make this dua? What dua is this? What is this? Make me among the few. What few? The man said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned the good things, He mentioned that with regard to few people. Khalil amma tashkurun. Few are those who are grateful. ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the people of Jannah, the Muqarrabun, the people closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His awliya. And He said, there are many of those from the first generation, early generations, and very few from the later generations. So this man said, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned anything good with regard to people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, only a few will have it. So I am making dua, O Allah, make me among the few. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, this was his greatness. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, truly, everybody in this ummah has more knowledge than Umar. He said, Umar is the most ignorant of people. He said, truly, the people have more knowledge than Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He's berating himself for asking the man that question. Khalilam ma tashkuru. Be among those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The secret of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always to look at what we have and not at what other people have. If you look at what other people have, believe me, other people have things which look like something to you when you look at them. But behind that, I can tell you stories of fathers who have money. I mean, I know a person. I won't name the person and I won't name the country. So don't try to guess, but Allah knows it is the truth. He's taking me around in his country, in the capital. And he swings his hand like this in the city center. He said, these are mine. Buildings after buildings after buildings. He said, these are mine. This agency, that is mine. That agency, that is mine. This agency, that is mine. Billionaires, private planes. You buy one car and you feel happy. They don't buy cars. They don't buy cars. Private planes, helicopters, you say farm. Your farm is what? 10 acres, 20 acres. Here we are talking about square miles. We are not talking about acres. He says, I have a farm on which I have the big five. Lions, elephants, rhinos, hippos, leopards. On the farm. But then, you have children who don't meet you. Children who don't care, what is a decent word, huh? Or what happens to the father? Broken families, ailments, illnesses, that all of that money cannot buy a cure for. I know somebody who has who's a billionaire, can't sleep in the night. Cannot sleep. So when you go and you hit the sack and 10 seconds later you are gone, think about that. And say, what is the value of this sleep? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. He gave you the night to sleep. So I remind myself and you, let us inculcate thankfulness. That is the greatest ibadah. To be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Always and always and always, in every single condition. If we wake up in the morning, and we wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah, with all our body working, and we wake up in the morning in a state where we are free from fear. There is no one attacking us. There is no one. The house is not burning down. There is no earthquake. And none of this is an exaggeration. Believe me, as we speak, this cyclone, which is causing havoc in Texas, in the US, is now moving southward. And they are saying it is going to go right over the whole of Florida. The entire state. There is a high alert in the entire state of Florida. And they're talking about, and amazing, if you actually go and, I've never been in a cyclone, but I've seen the effects of cyclone, unbelievable. It's absolutely, boggles the mind. And of course, thanks to YouTube, you can see all of that without actually going into a cyclone. Go and search for cyclones on YouTube and you will see. The people who are living there, imagine when they wake up in the morning, what they are thinking. Alhamdulillah, we live in a part of the world where there are no cyclones, where there are no earthquakes. Think about it. I mean, the very fact that we live here, this is not an earthquake prone area, it's not a cyclone prone area. Alhamdulillah. This is what we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. This is what we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And every minute and moment of our lives, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu gave us things without asking. We didn't ask. Did you or I, when we went to sleep last night, did we say, Allah, please let me wake up in the morning tomorrow with my whole body functioning and no problems and no diseases and no ailments and no pains and aches and this and that, and let me wake up healthy? Did we make this dua? I didn't make this dua. But alhamdulillah, that is how we woke up in the morning. We're healthy. And may Allah bless you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted you to pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid by Jama'ah. Did you make this dua? Ya Allah, this tomorrow morning, please enable me to pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid by Jama'ah. Did we make this dua? Allah gave it to us. What is the value of this two rakat of Salatul Fajr?
It's easy. I know the answer, you also know the answer. It is better than, forget the Fajr, forget the Jamaat and forget the Fard, the Sunnah of Fajr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that two rakat of Sunnah, which is not Jamaat, he said that two rakat of Sunnah is better than, is not equal to, is better than this world and all that it contains. That's why I tell people when you hear this hadith, sit down and try to make an account. This world and all that it contains means what? It means Trump Tower with Trump in it. You own it. You can do what you want with it. Seriously, I'm saying that. That's what it means, no? I mean, it's Trump belongs to you and Trump Tower also belongs to you. Now, you can make Trump do whatever you want from the top of Trump Tower also if you want. Now, think about it. You don't own one plane. Think about it. You don't own one plane. You own every single plane that exists on this planet as of this moment. Belongs to you. Every plane. So just think about that. I don't want to expand. Just think about it. Every cruise liner belongs to you. Every bank belongs to you. Every treasure house belongs to you. Every palace of every king belongs to you. All of this belongs to you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is he saying? He's saying all of this is not equal to that two rakat. He said that is not even worth that two rakat. That two rakat is more than all of this thing put together. Now that is the value of two rakat of sunnah. Now what about the value of fard? And what about the value of that fard prayed in a masjid by Jama'ah? This is what Allah gave us. And that's why before we do anything else, we have to thank Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep us among His thankful slaves and always to keep us in a state of thankfulness to Him and to take us to Him in a state of thankfulness and to resurrect us before Him on the Day of Judgment saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.